is The Fight Back, thefightback.org, reporting from the streets of the District of Columbia. I'm Pete Tucker. This weekend, a movie about the Tuskegee Airmen is premiering at 2,500 theaters across the country. Red Tail, starring Cuba Gooding Jr., highlights the African-American pilots who fought in World War II. Tonight, we'll hear from two Tuskegee Airmen in their own words. Then we'll turn to District of Columbia Public Schools watchdog Mary Levy, as she discusses DCPS's de facto segregation and lack of transparency. But first, we hear from the legendary activist and comedian Dick Gregory. Tuesday, trespassing charges against Gregory were dropped. The longtime fighter for human and civil rights was arrested a block away from the White House in September at the office of Kenneth Feinberg, the administrator of the $20 billion Gulf Coast Oil Spill Compensation Fund. Gregory and other activists contend that many of the poorer victims of BP's 2010 oil spill remain uncompensated. Standing outside the D.C. Superior Court shortly after the charges against him were dropped, Gregory discussed the serious issue that led to his arrest, but not before offering up some of his trademark humor.
Not being a lawyer, I didn't even know I was free to go. They was talking lawyer talk. You know, I'm in there ready. I got me two pair of double long drawers on so the little steel beds won't get too cold. So next thing they said, come on, we out of here. When I saw the lawyers walking out, I thought they walked off and left me. I feel good about it because it's the 10,000 people that now we can continue to fight at the level we've been fighting on to say that they're going to be paid.
That was comedian and activist Dick Gregory speaking outside D.C. Superior Court on Tuesday. Gregory was joined by his attorney, Dr. Ife Williams, National Chair of the National Congress of Black Women, and also by Art Rocker, Chairman of Operation People for Peace, an organization which is working with thousands of residents throughout the Gulf Coast who have been impacted by the 2010 eruption of BP's offshore drilling rig, Deepwater Horizon. We turn now to my interview outside the D.C. Superior Court with Dick Gregory, Art Rocker, and Dr. Ife Williams. Your name?
Ife Williams, attorney for Mr. Gregory.
Can you talk about the charges against Mr. Gregory were dropped, and I want to get to that in a second, but the meeting you had with BP, this is regarding the oil spill in the Gulf Coast, that you went over to London to have.
Yes, well, Mr. Art Rocker is chairman of Operation People for Peace, and we got involved in this case because I'm from Louisiana, first of all, and of course, Mr. Gregory is a civil and human rights activist, so the three of us have been very actively involved in our efforts to get people paid who had not been paid. We've been hearing about others who were politically well-connected who were getting paid, but the poor people were not. So we began, under the direction of Mr. Art Rocker, collecting names and addresses and all of the appropriate information for people to file a claim who had suffered damages. They still were not paid. We began meeting with Mr. Feinberg. We met with him many times. We had gone in and out of his office at 1455 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C., near the Willard Hotel. It's called the Willard Office Building. We'd never been stopped before, turned around, and told that we could not go. We had sent Mr. Feinberg a note letting him know that we would be coming to Washington in that September time when Mr. Gregory was arrested. We picketed outside. We told him we would be demonstrating outside, and we did just that. Many of the poor people who had claims came up from Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and they were picketing. So we then decided that some of the leaders should go in and see Mr. Feinberg, as we always did when Mr. Rocker came to Washington. We were stopped at the reception desk and told that we could not go up. And so Mr. Rocker then made a call up to Mr. Feinberg's office. Mr. Feinberg's staff said, well, he's in a meeting now. And, we were still prepared to wait for him and indicated that we would wait. Mr. Rocker made a second call to see if he were out, and he still wasn't out. So Mr. Rocker informed the person in Mr. Feinberg's office that we were downstairs waiting. And as we were waiting, the police arrived, and they arrested Mr. Gregory and another young man who was here from North Carolina, who was not even involved in what we were doing, but arrested Mr. Gregory and a young man by the name of William Brown. They were taken to jail, put in the police car and taken to jail, as the people who were here, the claimants, were crying and saying, don't take him to jail, don't take him to jail. because that was not their purpose for coming here, you know, to go to jail or to be arrested. So Mr. Gregory was taken, he was placed in jail, and then of course he came out. I mean, no bail or anything like that. He came out of jail, and we came to court, and then today we were prepared for the trial, and the case was dismissed.
Ms. Williams, one more question before I turn to Mr. Gregory.
Yes.
You go to London to meet with BP. Now, BP, that's the oil spill.
Yes.
They're responsible.
Yes.
And yet they tell you to talk to the U.S. government.
Well, Kenneth Feinberg is the administrator or the czar for BP, representing them in the United States to pay the claims for, you know, the disaster. And so that's why they sent sent us back to him. We had, of course, gone to Mr. Feinberg many times, and he was not moving. He was not taking any action toward